howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. I had somebody use a phrase recently that I hadn't thought about or even heard in quite a while. The phrase was perfect album side. Now, we've used this term in radio to describe different things over the years. I can remember soliciting listeners' perfect album sides as a promotion. Simply consisted of listeners choosing five or six songs they'd like to play back to back on the air. Not even necessarily the same artist. We'd pick one, and that person was on the air for their perfect album side. But it also had meaning in the sense of a true album that just flowed and was perfect to track. Say like Jethro Tull's Thick as a Brick. Now, tracking an album side used to happen a lot more often back in the day. I'll tell you a story about that a bit later. And then there was always just that very special album side that simply needed playing without interruption. Say like side two of Rubber Soul. So I thought, why not give this radical, unique, new idea a shot here on Tunes? So periodically, we're going to present a perfect album side, and today is our first. Today, we deliver for your listening and cosmic pleasure, side one of the Moody Blues' third album, In Search of the Lost Chord, on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Inside that we need so much. The sight of a touch or the scent of a sound or the strength of an oak with roots deep in the ground. The wonder of flowers to be covered and then to burst up through tarmac to the sun again. Or to fly to the sun without burning a wing. To lie in a meadow and hear the grass sing. To have all these things in our memories hoard and to use them to help.
Dr. Livingston, I presume, stepping out of the jungle gloom into the midday sun. What did you find there? Did you stand a while and stare? Did you meet anyone? I've seen butterflies galore, I've seen people big and small. I've still not found what I'm looking for. Captain Scott, you were so bold, now you're looking rather cold out there in the snow. What did you find there? Did you stand a while and stare? Did you meet anyone? I've seen polar bears and seals, I've seen giant Antarctic eels. I've still not found what I'm looking for.
We'll be right back. you'll hear the most about a light they say that shines so clear. So raise your glass, we'll drink a toast to the little man who sells you thrills along the pier. He'll take you up, he'll bring you down, he'll plant your feet back firmly on the ground. He flies so high, he swoops so low, he knows exactly which way he's gonna go.
The Moody Blues from In Search of the Lost Chord on today's Yeah Baby Tunes, our very first perfect album side. From the top, Departure, Ride My Seesaw, Dr. Livingston, I presume, House of Four Doors, Legend of a Mind, that Tim Leary, he's still lurking out there somewhere, and House of Four Doors Part 2, a very spiritual album released in July of 1968. It's always been one of my favorites, and one you just wanted to put on and let go. So I mentioned the tracking of albums on the radio. It was certainly a practice used by many of us early in FM radio's developing days, because it was cool and because it was easy. So I'm working mornings in Cleveland, summer 1970. Remember, I was only 3 at the time. Child prodigy, you know. It's about 7:10 a.m. The Decca record rep had just brought us a new Moody's library the day before, which included everything through A Question of Balance. I cracked the shrink wrap onto our children's children's children, put it on the turntable, fired it up, went to the restroom, which of course was on the other side of the 14th floor of the Statler Hilton Hotel where we were located. Stopped by to get some fresh coffee and stuck my head in the AM studio to chat with WGAR morning man, a guy named Don Imus. Interesting character in his own right. I'm coming back to the FM studios maybe 9 or 10 minutes later in total, walk in, and the album is only about an inch in from the beginning, and it's sticking, and obviously has been sticking for much of my absence. Well, I quickly fixed the problem, but about 40 minutes later, the program director arrives and proceeds to tell me he was on his way into the station in his car when he heard the album start to skip and skip and skip and skip. Said he just wanted to get out of his car and lay down in front of traffic. He always was a bit overly dramatic. Later that morning, the Decca rep, the same one that had dropped off the new Moody's library the day before, stopped by, said he'd been listening in his car, was horrified, apologized, and gave us a new replacement set for the Moody's library, and then took us all out to lunch. Tracking an album, cool, easy, but with some of its own built-in landmines. So there's a perfect album side story that really wasn't quite perfect, but like most things, worked itself out in the end, with a little nudge on the needle for me. Hey, just more Moody's for your morning. Yeah, I really did say that after the side was finished. That's tunes for now. Tell your friends about us. Tell them we'd be perfect for them. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.